your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station, new smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 9th of October, 2025, and you're on the clock with Aaron Green, and I guess I got one question to ask you. Was that a protest or what? Was that a protest or what? I want to talk about the activity that took place yesterday in town. I don't know if it was a protest, if it was a demonstration, and there's a third option. I'm still not sure if it was a performance, but I'm opening up the lines. Let's talk about what happened in town yesterday. Were you a part of the demonstration? Do you want to share your experience out there? I see you on the phone line. I've got lots of questions to ask. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Any Family Island teachers who were unable to get to New Providence for yesterday's event, but you want to share your sentiments from the Family Island, that's a toll-free number, the text line 422-GR96. Now, I got some more housekeeping to do, but this light on this phone is lit up. Let's go, caller. Good morning. Caller, what happened? It's 3 seconds. Okay. Again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
I just think it was a show.
Pardon?
Because I think it was a show.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Prime Minister already said he's going to pay them before the Christmas, right?
Yeah. Listen. Go on.
And then he came out and said, I'm going to pay you guys before Christmas. And they're like, oh, yay, we win. Like, what's that about?
Yeah. I different her. I mean, I different because I don't even have a real job, so maybe I'm not qualified to talk about this, right? But you think you could have come out there and tell me before Christmas?
That's what I'm saying. The whole thing, the union leaders seem as if they're doing something, and then it made the Prime Minister feel as if he came out and he was the hero, and he's saying, oh, I'm going to pay you. And besides, government workers get paid before the Christmas anyway, every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't pay on the 19th or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, they can't pay early in December. And then he said, oh, he's going to get you back by Monday. But Monday's holiday.
Listen.
Like, it was like a whole jokey fiasco. And that's why I said to me it was just a show just for the Prime Minister to, you know, look good and the union leaders to look good. And at the end of the day, nothing really changed.
Okay, so question. Who were they performing for? Were there any tourists in town yesterday?
I think the union leaders were performing for their members,
mm-hmm.
and the Prime Minister was performing for the country, like to say he's the hero, because he said, oh, I said I'm going to give you a raise. That's my personal suggestion. That's my personal idea. I'm the one who's responsible for it. Like, yeah, come on, you know.
Okay. All right. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you very much. I tell you why I am not sure exactly what happened yesterday. You all see this picture in today's Tribune. It was posted last night on the Tribune website. this picture with this man behind the prime minister looking like Martin Luther King Jr., right? I don't know. For me, at a protest, has my protest been successful if the prime minister smiling like that? Let me tell you something. If you look in today's Tribune, there is a beautiful story. It's a great aunt's grandparents' day at Temple Christian. The prime minister and his wife, Mrs. Anne Marie Davis, are captured in several shots, right? At the grandparents' day assembly at Temple Christian. If you see the smile on the prime minister's face while he's standing with, I think the caption says, with their grandson at grandparents' day. That is the most beautiful smile. You could power a nation with that smile. It's just a gorgeous story, right? Here's what my problem is, though. You cannot be smiling like that at my protest, though. You see what I'm saying? You can't give me the same smile at my protest against you as you gave them beautiful children at the school. Listen, the story about the children, that's a great story. It's a great moment, right? It is great to see that the prime minister can function in this way, be present in this way, as well as the supreme leader, right? It's great. But you can't come to my protest at me. That mean I fail? I mean, that's what I feel like it mean. But maybe I'm not the one to make that assessment. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green.
Good morning. How you do?
I
good.
Let me find a something from you.
Mm-hmm.
A week before the September payday,
mm-hmm.
right, they said something to the workers. Mr. Prime Minister said something yesterday to the workers.
Mm-hmm.
What was different? What was said different?
The smile on his face?
No, not only the smile on his face.
Oh, you're telling me there is a nuance. Okay, give me the nuance.
No, this difference, there was no difference with what was said in September and what was said yesterday. We're going to pay you in the December payment before Christmas.
Now listen, why you?
I was saying in September.
Did he say December? Did he use the word December, or did
yes.
he just say
they
before
said
Christmas?
That they would be paid before Christmas.
No. See,
before the holiday in December.
Okay, before the holiday in December.
Yes.
Okay, because remember we're talking to a lawyer who's very pedantic. So when lawyers speak, no matter what capacity they're functioning in, you must weigh and measure every word in and of itself.
Ms. Green, they said they'll be paid in December. This is only October. This is not January. And then Kingsley Ferguson.
Okay, so hold on.
You must have spelled Ferguson with a Q,
yeah.
not a G. Something got to be wrong with him.
What do you mean?
He's a stand show. He's a show. He's looking for attention. You know what he want to do now?
Uh-huh.
When he had been there, man, you see, I been out there. I had 200, must see 10 people out there. I mean, I have challenges with my eye.
Yeah.
I asked quite a few people how many people was there. The highest I heard was with 230.
Don't mind, there's plenty of people in the road. Plenty of people marching. More than 230, man.
Okay, but I can't see.
Okay, now, hold on. So let me read from a couple of articles. Let me ask you these questions specifically,
please.
Right? So you were suggesting that the protest was unwarranted because if we are at the beginning of October, what would warrant the union protesting a deadline that has not arrived, right? Bang. So Mr. Ferguson, Kingsley Ferguson, president of the BPSU, and Belinda Wilson, president of the BUT, said their members have a myriad of concerns. This is from union leaders to PM Nori. It says they have a myriad of concerns, including questions about promised salary increases. Ferguson called on the prime minister to do his job. Quote, we did not elect, he said, quote, we elected Philip Brave Davis as the prime minister. We are appealing to him do your job, sir. We don't need to be meeting with Simon Wilson. He cannot option stick a pin. So I'm asking you, right? Would it be warranted that in the mid-negotiations, they decide to protest because they feel as if the negotiations will be ineffective because they're not even speaking to the person that makes the decisions?
But he spoke to them on yesterday. He didn't give them the assurance. Now, they must have trust his word because they were speaking with them and went into Parliament. They left the Bay Street and gone. Earlier to that, they said they wasn't leaving Bay Street until they get their money.
Okay.
Now,
there are other issues.
The Prime Minister say what he said. Parliament, everybody pack up and gone home.
There are other issues on the table as well. The BPSU president calls on members to march on House of Assembly in protest over unresolved issues. Ferguson noted that some permanent secretaries receive allowances greater than the entire annual salary of workers, such as janitors, messengers, general service staff, and clerks. So one of the issues they raised, right, is that there's a pay disparity that some senior civil servants in responsibility allowance alone, not including their base salary, not including the perks, not including anything else, that in responsibility allowance alone, some senior civil or public servants make the entire salary of, or they exceed the salary of workers like janitor staff and clerks. I think that could warrant a protest.
Maybe, but me personally, I can't say anything on that. I don't know of that.
Okay, now one more.
I mean, it's in the paper, so it must be has some balance or truth to it, but I don't want to comment on that because I don't know
the details.
The deal of that. But what I want to comment on.
Okay, because I just got one more. Hold on. Today's Tribune headline, Ministry should not have been caught off guard over 40 teachers' resignations. See, I was making the point that there are some issues outside of the salary increment timeline that may have warranted their presence in town yesterday.
So the teachers, the 40 teachers that resigned, they're still here in Nassau?
You mean, I'm not sure they may have gone on vacation, but are you asking if they are all Bahamians?
They're here in Nassau. Will they still be working at private schools here in Nassau? Let me ask you a question, Ms. Green.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a mechanic, you run a mechanic store, you have four other mechanic people that work with you in your store.
Yeah.
Two of them decide that they want to quit you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And the work is back up. Would you come out of your office and help with the work?
A, I would come out of my office and help with the work, but B, I would also be running recruitment exercises, which would take some time from the work, right? So we'd have to balance already experiencing a backlog.
Why people like Ms. Melinda Wilson and those who are teachers?
Why are they not in the classroom right now?
Until we get some teachers, and then they say could be the president.
Let me ask you a question. Has anybody from the Ministry of Works or the Ministry of Health presented a certificate of inspection to the teachers union to show that all schools who experienced flooding due to excessive water levels during Tropical Storm Imelda have been remediated for mold? Has any government agency presented a certificate to the Ministry of Education indicating that the premises the teachers teach in and students sit in all day have been inspected, and those who have not been passed initially have been cleaned to the professional standard
you
required?
You're the journalist that you are.
I'm not a journalist.
Well, you're the talk show host that you are.
Okay.
The smart talk show host that you are. You should have been able to tell us that.
Well, you know it didn't happen.
I don't know, Miss.
I'm telling you.
My host. I don't know.
I'm telling you, so.
I can't even depend on the TV because I can't see the TV. I depend on the radio. I have to hear from people like you.
I highly doubt it has happened. I highly doubt it.
Answer my question with Ms. Melissa Willow going to be a senior mistress until they can find somebody out of school.
No, ma'am. She is required to manage the affairs of the union and the teachers.
But don't forget now, she still can manage it, you know. I'm not telling her, give that up.
No, man. The teacher's job is 48 hours, 36 hours a day.
I see the owner, when I have my site, I see the owner of Super Value, Mr. Rupert Roberts, pricing things and putting on Super Value.
That's something totally different. I need you to ask somebody to bring you a copy of the Tribune so if you could see what I see, which is the Prime Minister's smile shining so brightly at this protest against him.
He's confident that he'll have it done for the people.
That's what that meaning.
That smile was about. You'll get your thing.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
All right, let me go to the text line quickly. Good morning, Aaron. I think it's time for a Jet 2 holiday. Holiday. It's politricking time again. T-shirts and citizenship for everyone. The theatrics yesterday was very entertaining but not convincing. Pintard is very good at putting on plays. PMs pretend to save the day on MPs. And MPs throw mace out the window. Change. Game over. Aaron, some party faithfuls will never face reality. Anyone who knows Wilson knows that there isn't anything showy about her or Kimberly Ferguson. I believe the Prime Minister was taken by surprise and he panicked. Did you listen to him stumbling in his speech, trying to be coherent? Pressure tall. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Okay, now, one of the questions I have is, well, a couple of questions. Did the unions lose control of the crowd? Did the police lose control of the crowd? Is the ending of the day that we saw a negotiation between two sets of powers attempting to end the day without violence and conflict? Are we allowed to ask those questions? That's four questions I threw out there right now. Here's another text. The Prime Minister couldn't help but smile, knowing he was once again just joking and repeating the same promise he had made before. Nothing had changed from what he said previously. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. Also, be mindful of the crux of the matter, an emphasis by Belinda Wilson regarding the terms of the payment. Since September 3rd, she was promised an outline of who will be paid and what will be paid. That has not been discussed. Good morning. Here's another text. Good morning. Here's my take on what happened yesterday. You have to look in the face of the Prime Minister when he addressed the people yesterday. I saw nothing but fear. He knew that he was facing the ultimate judgment in Bahamian politics. A large protest demonstration in Bahamian politics is tantamount to political assassination. Well, here's why I am not sure what happened yesterday. Now, I know that the Trump administration's tariff policy has had wide-reaching effects across the globe. But here's one thing I want to know. You telling me all of those people were in town yesterday in front of the House of Assembly, the union members, the teachers and the public servants, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the Davis administration machinery, that's that thin line where like party supporters come out and state actors are out at the same time. Loyal opposition was out there as well. All of these people were in town yesterday. All of those brown inspector suits. And not one person had a megaphone. This can't be no real protest. Now listen. I am not, producer, let's prep the phone line. I am not questioning the people who were in the street yesterday. Whatever they're doing, they're serious about it. Call or turn down your radio for my man. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Was the COI out there?
I had to call.
Was the COI out there?
Well, I'm not the chairman, so I can't.
Hold on. No. You sounding like the PL. You sounding like one party, one leader, one message. I simply asked, were individual... Okay, so two questions. Was the official party, were people from the COI out there as an official representation of the party, or were individual COI members out there?
Well, I would not like to speak unless with authority. Could I call you back with that answer?
My guy, no. you are well on your way to joining the political class.
Well,
just one more correct answer, and you'll win the prize.
I actually have the flu, so I wasn't going down there to spread the flu. I have more sense than that. But I would have been there for sure.
Now, here's a question. Would you have been there without the instruction of your party machinery?
Well, the party, is, as I understand, is a group of independents. There's no whip on the potential and the candidates that I'm aware of. I've not felt it. But in the other parties, they have this thing called the whip. And I reject that, rudely reject that, because it refers and carries us back to a different time. But anyway, I wanted to call you because I'm questioning the public that's listening and you. If they've had enough licks yet.
You have a megaphone?
Yeah, but those things take batteries.
I know, I asked you if you have a megaphone. You have one?
I call my mouth and the radio. And
oh, but you ain't ready for the big time.
No, social media is the biggest megaphone, Aaron. We all saw what happened yesterday. Better than someone screaming.
Okay.
But the people are screaming quietly. And they're sitting down. Did you see those polls with the 27, 22, and 50%?
Which polls?
50%. Some poll I saw floating around where 50% of the people were unhappy. When are we going to make our people happy? Why don't we do a show on happiness instead of just negativity? Let's do a show one day, you and I, on the potential of the happiness for the Bahamian people. Because everybody with a big boat is happy. Everybody with a big hotel is happy. Everybody's happy in my country except for my people.
Because I thought you was going to say, Graham, I thought you was going to say you. Everybody's happy, but you are you happy?
I am totally dissatisfied, unhappy with how my people in my country have been treated for 52 years. I mean, my God, not even one new hospital on any of the islands. We've led a city, the newest city in the hemisphere today is Freeport, Grand Bahama.
Bahamians,
from north to South Pole, and we let it rot.
But Graham, Bahamians rather bleed out in a Bentley. They've made that decision. Bahamians have decided that they would prefer to spend their money on personal disposable experiences versus collective national development.
You really think that that's where we are today? Let me help you, Aaron. You know better than what you just said. I kind of agree with you, right? That some things that aren't necessities trump necessities sometimes, but Bahamians are in survival. We used to have the biggest middle class. Now we're going to soon have the biggest poverty in the hemisphere.
Now, I see that's you've answered the second question correctly, and you have soundly won yourself a spot in the political class. Say what you just said again.
I said I really don't want to be in the political
That's not what you said.
Class, but I said this. I said you had the biggest in 1980s. We were the richest country in the hemisphere.
Why?
According to the...
Why?
Because we had few people and large income.
Why did we have large income?
Because we had tourism and offshore banking.
And what else?
Killed the banking.
And what else?
Well, a tripod has three legs, but we didn't talk about the third one.
Why not?
Because it's a great industry that we should have capitalized on the same way they do in Europe.
We're not talking about the same industry. I was talking about the drug era.
I'm talking about drugs. Amsterdam has drugs. How come they're not in the drug war, the war against drugs, and terrorizing them?
Because the war against drugs is the war against black and brown bodies.
But we also had bigger money here besides drugs, tourism, and...
But you
big money was the natural resources, but
you're distracting, Graham. Like I said, you have already won a seat in the political... Distract any more. I asked you one question. You have a megaphone.
No, I've never had one. My apologies. But do you want to borrow one? I can get one.
No, man, I rent in... Thank you very much for your call today.
Yeah.
I'm renting megaphones. I mean, technically, I only have one. That doesn't mean I'm not going to rent multiple, that one megaphone multiple times. at the same time. I'm just saying, but how could you have a protest without a megaphone? Let's go to the phone line. And then I want to talk about a bit about some of the other people that were at the protest. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning.
Aaron,
yes.
When are we going to have a show on punctuality and productivity? You know, it seems like the foreigners get the jobs now because they are punctual. And they come to work and they do what they're supposed to do. And what if the private sector decide to protest? A lot of them are underpaid, but they go to work for, and they give you hard days work for hard days pay. What if they protest? The country will shut down.
Oh, no. Hold on. Let me give you an example. Remember when the security guard protested because it turned away their constitutionally guaranteed right to overtime? And the court had to step in. The court had to step in and say, no, nobody can waive their constitutionally guaranteed rights. You cannot make your staff sign away overtime, right? So here's what it is. The difference is this, is that the people in the private sector do not have the layers of protection that the people in the public service have. And that's why you see people gravitating towards the public service, right? The people out here are being treated, not all of them. Let's say this. We know that it's not every employer in the country, right? But we have employers who will come to the public and say, if you want me to treat the workers well, then I can't hire so many workers. The people want jobs. They don't care about being treated well. They need paychecks, right? The people in the private service, private sector, have less protections. And that's typically why you don't see them going out to protest. Yeah. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Hi.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good day. I'm good.
Aaron, mm-hmm. I still don't believe that mm-hmm. was a genuine protest yesterday. I didn't dissect that over and over, man.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron,
mm-hmm.
To see the compassion with those people displayed prior to meeting the prime minister, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. And then, like, you know, they have these videos where they say a few minutes later,
uh-huh.
right?
And then you see
a few minutes later, it was all good and dandy. So I'm trying to figure out what type of feelings they put inside those people when they saw that, man, because that couldn't been all. We came out here to shout, get ready, just for to see our leaders then walk out with the same person that we come to get our money from, holding hands.
Yeah, holding hands, sir. Let me tell you something. I have not worked long enough in my life to say that I's a wake up, right? Because
mm-hmm.
life is strange that way. However, I've had this very same experience. I had an issue with my service provider. I tried to negotiate. I tried to get my service provider to fix the issue for over a year. In that time, I engaged IRCA. So it took me a year and about 4 or 5 months for IRCA to organize a meeting with the service provider. Before the meeting could start, somebody in a matlock suit, and you know what a matlock suit means? It means you don't have to be awake when other people have to be awake. Somebody in a matlock suit came into the room with a smile just like the prime minister have on his face in this picture. It's a beautiful smile. The gentleman had beautiful energy. He came in the room and he hailed all the people he know. At the start of my meeting that I've been waiting a year and 5 months for. Right? And it's to that meeting. When the meeting started, the meeting I've been waiting a year and 4 months for, with somebody saying from the service provider, so why are we here? What's the issue? Like they, in the year and 4 months, they never read the file. They never familiarize themselves with the issue. And then at some point in that meeting, one of the people told me I was stupid because I didn't know what service I had or had been paying for a year and 5 months. And then they had to come back in the meeting and say, actually, you're right. They never apologized. So I know how the workers feel going out there and sitting on the ground, rubbing on the street to see their union leaders come out the building holding hands like this is an episode of Dora the Explorer with the prime minister. And the prime minister smiling at them. It's the most beautiful smile, though. You see, that's the problem. It's the most beautiful smile. I know exactly how that feel. I live that. But for me, the answer is simple. It couldn't be a real protest because nobody had a megaphone. The police didn't have a megaphone. The prime minister didn't have a megaphone. The House of Assembly didn't have a megaphone. The loyal royal opposition didn't have a megaphone. Apparently the COI didn't have a megaphone. The DNA obviously didn't have a megaphone. What do you mean you having a protest? What exactly was taking place? So here are some of the articles. Just the headlines. Union Showdown, Eyewitness News, that was yesterday. Prime Minister Davis addressed workers following today's BPSU protests. See, some stations reported as a BPSU protest. Some media houses reported as a joint protest. Telling reporters that the recent salary increases for public servants were granted, quote, came from his heart, close quotes. I knew I had this for a reason. Let me reread this. PM Davis addressed workers following today's BPSU protests, telling reporters that the recent salary increases for public servants were granted, quote, come from his heart, close quotes. It didn't come from the manifesto. It didn't come from the promises that your administration made. It didn't come from your policy commitments. It didn't come from a long-term strategy developed after years and years of negotiating with the unions involved. It came from your heart. It's a big heart. While you're in there, you have for salary increases for talk show hosts? Since you're in your heart. The producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
You had a good question about having someone produce a certificate to prove that there is no mole in the schools and all the rest of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court building downtown where the courts are located?
Yes.
In 2020, when the pandemic was over, when we shut down, when they went back there, that whole building, because it was closed down for those couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
was full of mold. Mold had to be, they wiped it off. Then first you have to find out, did they ever get a certificate to prove there's still no mold in that building and that houses are caught?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
The people who have no control over their movement have to be in there.
From over, they had to wipe down everything in that building. My girlfriend worked in the divorce section, so I know firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Here's the question. So, how do you wipe down the inside of drywall?
I'm talking about all the files and everything.
I know. I know what you're talking about.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then they said, he promised them again yesterday that the decision was that he made to pay them came from his heart. Philip Edward Davis, you know, had his signature on a letter that I have with 10% going to...
Okay, no. I don't even know, no. Let's take a pause. Let me just say, caller, I don't know where you were going, but I seen some of them signposts before, and so I hit the button. Send it by text, 422-GR-96. That's 422-4796. I could read it before I say it out loud. Yeah. Here we go. Here's another text. Good morning. Okay, so scores of public workers had their voices heard yesterday. They were shouting, if you can't pay the money, ring the bell. Ring the bell for what exactly? Pintard never said he'll pay them their money. Any money at that, even if he did, that's going to come way after December. See, this is it right here. This is not Brave Davis constituency funds. That's not his personal money. Even though nobody seems to want to address the implications of Article 73-1A, this ain't his government. His name ain't Benny. He's not a benevolent dictator. These are agreed upon salary increments. Are we really running this narrative in 2025 that Brave Davis decided to give these people this money? Because trust me, I know Bahamians, they're not giving anybody anything they're not entitled to by law. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, morning. How are you doing, Mom?
I'm good, thank you.
I had I took serious displeasure yesterday when the Prime Minister made that statement. Like, I was standing right there, and I was like, what? In your heart? What do you mean by you found it in your heart to give them some money? And I'd like you, actually, if you can go back and replay that clip and then come back and analyze it again, Aaron. He had to find it in his heart to give you some money.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded so, unbefitting.
Patronizing.
Your leader to say to you. And then to make matters worse, when he said, I'll meet with your leaders this week. Not this week, based on my schedule. No longer this week, but no later than Monday. Monday's a holiday, if I'm mistaken, Aaron. So if it ain't going to be this week, and this week ends on Sunday, Monday is a holiday. But, you know, I just feel like the Prime Minister completely do not care. And that was just all his attempt to get them people from out of there yesterday.
I got you. Which could, there could have been a national security element involved, right? Like a determination could have been made that they're coming very close to the point where they may not be able to control this crowd. The Prime Minister called the union leaders in.
No. I don't think that was the matter at all yesterday. And
okay.
As I heard persons talk about, you know, when the chaos erupted, what seems like chaos was the fact that as protesters, we were there to protest and not be skewed, not be pushed to the side like, oh, sit over here where the bleachers is be.
Okay.
No, we're here to make a statement to our leaders. And so at that point is when persons sat down in the street.
Okay.
And it seemed like the concern was less of the fact that you have scores of Bahamians out there protesting for all manner of things. The concern seemed more about Bay Street being blocked up. And so I would say to all Bahamians and any leaders that wish to bring our governance to a halt so that they can return their focus to the people who elect them, block up Bay Street and make sure the traffic can't go around and flow near us. So
all
it can all come to a standstill and our leaders could understand that we the people, the greatest office in that of a democracy is that of the citizen, mate.
Thank you. Now, mind you, I need you to go, when you hang up this phone and you got a moment at work, go online, search for the Constitution, read Article 73-1A, okay?
If it come from the Prime Minister's heart, Aaron, what sense by appraisals in the government system?
Hey.
Where's the merit in the hard work that these people do every day?
Listen.
You didn't pay the middle managers. What about the lowly line staff, the janitors, and all those that serve? I'm talking about scores of people.
The bones of these ministries.
I'm telling you, the ones who did early in the morning to open the door and late at night to close up.
And the security guards who should be highly paid concierge officers because they know more about the ministry than most staff.
I wouldn't talk about the janitorial staff that work in the Ministry of Health and Wellness that make sure that the building could be clean enough.
Mm-hmm.
For the staff,
but listen,
to function in it only.
I got another caller, but not just that. When you see janitorial staff and auxiliary staff moving up in the service, it's not like because kisses go by favor. It's because in that space, they're learning and they're filling in for people. They're answering the phones. Then they learn the system. And they committed to that space because they say, if I stay here, if I keep learning, I keep supporting, then I can get permanent and pensionable. And I can move
and
up in the system.
These are the people, Aaron, who daily are trying to figure out how I can duck Peter the PayPal.
Yeah.
And you can turn around and tell them, oh, December, December
8th. Listen, thank you very much. I got another caller. Thank you very, very much. Producer, let's go to the next caller. Oh, we lost both of them. I'm sorry, callers. Okay, but I got texts. I got more things to talk about, you know. Let's take a... Let me take a call. I see you prep the caller. Do you all know that the musicians Tank and the Bangers in the Bahamas, and they performed at John Batiste Club last night, and they're performing again on Friday night? Who let them in and didn't tell us they was here? See, I have a vibe, right? Tank and the Bangers is for the people. Now, the John Batiste Club is a great club. It's a very well-curated space. It ain't for the people. Tank and the Bangers are for the people. Y'all need to organize a show for the people with Tank and the Bangers in the Bahamas. But I got a caller on the line, and I got text. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Man, caller, I can't hear you on 325-4259. Try 323-6232 or 325-4316. Family Island listeners, toll free, 242-300-5720. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Yeah, something like one in the line sometimes when you call in. So that was the problem. I could hear you, but I couldn't.
Man, listen, I got a story about the telecommunication service providers. BTC people say they fear that our local service has been, quote-unquote, migrated, close quotes, to foreign jurisdictions. But that's another story.
Take a block of Bay Street. I could always use Hay Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to join the teachers' union because I was ecstatic. I was almost like having sex yesterday, but the crowd was almost big enough as my heart desired, right? Because some people need to be fired. I'm sorry they were ever hired. Now, for me, I hate political pundits, affiliates, fanatics calling, trying to mitigate and whatever they say, but even if they did end up holding hands, whatever, I'm ecstatic about that also. But most people really, it was example of the power of the to the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, what most people didn't understand is something that Mr. Lincoln Bain had said, and something that Mr. Michael Pinta had said. And so we must realize, for me, I call it, there's nothing more that I was referring to weaponizing the treasury or the taxpayers' money. I would say the taxpayers' money in order to. For political longevity, expediency, whatever. Because you see, during the run-up to elections, contracts everywhere. They're just giving out the money and doing what they want. So Michael said also, it was similar to what Mr. Bain was saying. You know, their pays haven't been interrupted, their perks, et cetera, et cetera. He also said that, you noticed that when it was time to pay out Mr. Gibson and all these people, the police, them who got, say they got mistreated and they got these excessive amount of money for nothing and still got rehired and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You notice there was no impediments to paying them, right?
Yep.
Whilst you have similar calling and saying they're not getting their pensions. I don't know what their intentions are, but I'm just saying it shows you that they do have this money, but it's not for the people. I sent a text, but I don't know who read it yesterday, but I didn't want to. They noticed they didn't put a hand on the teachers them. But as it relates to national security, you don't think we have more national security concerns than a bunch of beautiful teachers protesting? You know, who's going to be nefarious enough to go there to try to discredit the teachers? Them and the teachers wouldn't put up with that. They're civilized.
It's
people.
Not the, it's,
dealing with our children every day.
It's not the teachers. It just takes one wayward. It just takes one opportunist to come in and turn a scene like that into chaos.
Yeah,
and
that's
what the problem is.
You know, whilst we would have respect for the police, right? But you know, some of them are nefarious. I hope they would realize that one day there will be a flame that they cannot tame. And that's the way I see it. Because
they know it because the flame is...
Some of them will beast anyhow.
The flame in their heart, 52. And so we know that the Royal Bahamas Police Force has a heavy task in front of it. Let's go to this next call, and then I can tell story 52. Okay, we're waiting for the producer to put that caller through his... Oh, you're there. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Bahamas.
Morning.
So I thought yesterday that those police officers were a bit excessive, you know? They only, and I hope they see exactly what would have happened after all of their fanfare. You know, some of these guys are political operatives. You know, they get their promotions under certain administrations, and they have a tendency to go out the scope of their work to impress these politicians.
Appointees and not operatives. Operatives suggest something a bit more nefarious than that.
Yeah, but then you could be an operative and still be a professional. I mean, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
You could pay your allegiance to the party more than you pay your allegiance to
and
professional career.
I know, and then but also sometimes you could make a decision that favors the person who appointed you, but you don't do it like consciously. You don't do it intentionally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I said, Belinda is the GOAT. You know, she is the greatest, you know, of all time. And you look at trade unionists. So what's the problem? You think she falls as a threat or a danger to the prime minister?
No,
it's placing her on the ground and all that. I mean, that's nonsense, man, Aaron, man. That shouldn't have happened. You know, but the prime minister left holding her hand. So what is that saying? So all of that fanfare, what's in there?
I don't know. I don't know what it's saying because I couldn't hear anything because nobody had a megaphone.
Yeah, but then my only point is, Aaron, anytime people protest, you find certain police officers, the political ones.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Let's accept that. And you know, but the thing, my only point is, what went down with the teachers, you know, concerning pay, and how could the bosses pay themselves before they pay the line staff? That's like a captain, a boat.
You ain't never live on a plantation, Duncan. I mean, you've been living here with me this whole time. But that's plantation life. That's in the magazine. You don't get the weekly magazine? No, because where we are on the plantation, we don't get weekly anything. That's life on the plantation. Let me get through these texts, and then I will tell you all a quick story. Did that previous caller, so you also was out there just to hear the PM say what he previously said? Did the work for this pay increase, was this negotiated by his union leader? I think that caller was saying, look, we were out there seriously, but we were also disappointed in the PM's statement. But that person was saying, don't diminish the protesters. Here we go. Well, Belinda did say it was just a little slap up. Yep. Firstly, you have to look in the face of the prime minister when he addressed the people yesterday. I saw nothing but fear. We read that one. Let's go to another one quickly. Good morning. In response of politicians before and after obtaining power, Mr. Davis, Toby Smith shows full circle, quote unquote, politics. One more text. Aaron, tell that man go sit down about Belinda in the classroom. Yeah, man, the ecosystem has many parts. Producer, put the caller through. Caller, I telling you, you have 30 seconds. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so here's why. Yesterday morning, I told you all this story about how I inadvertently drove the staging, the starting point, the staging point for the protest yesterday. I was stopped temporarily in an impromptu, I guess, road check. See, here's what the problem is with these road checks. It appears as if you're doing the job of the road traffic department, right? Which is to collect license and inspection taxes, right? As opposed to enforcing traffic controls. So yesterday I apologized for laughing while at that stop because it was hilarious. You tell the guy to stop on the pedestrian crossing. You don't instruct him to move ahead. You tell him to stop, but you don't instruct him overtly to leave, and then you row him for being stopped on the pedestrian crossing. And I wanted to ask, why are you conducting a road check on the pedestrian crossing in a high traffic area, pedestrian traffic area, considering that the parking lot is a staging point, right? So when I finally was instructed to move and I started moving forward and a pedestrian darted across the road behind the pedestrian crossing, one of the police officers, I think, wanted to row me, not realizing that they had created the hazard by conducting an unnecessary and probably unlawful road check on the pedestrian crossing, right? So imagine my energy yesterday. I get cut off by a tour bus running the stop sign from Elizabeth Avenue onto Bay Street. I blow my horn to make sure that we avoid an accident. I continue on my route, which is to go to Victoria down to Dowsville to go get some bread, because, you know, Model Bakery. When I see colleagues of the individual, I stop to say, hey, let your colleague know stop signs are still a thing. That may run hot on me. I will not share with you what he said. Fast forward to this morning when a friend of mine messaged me when I got to work, because we were traveling almost in convoy, to say that she was engaged by a senior police officer in a brown suit. He was cutting up with her and asking her for a number. as cars breach traffic controls all around her. These things are real, you know. But they're happening all around us. Anyway, it's only one thing I know. If you ain't got no megaphone, is it really a protest? Call me Aaron Green, I just rent megaphones. Only one. I only have one, so make sure you read the details before you hire my services. You guys have a great day. This has been On the Clock, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Come on, get off of me! Woo!
Printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 3022.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com, app, Nassau, Bahamas.